From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Blake Terrence. Columbia City Council members are scheduled to decide whether the East Campus Traditional Neighborhood Association, which is made up of mostly landlords, should be recognized as its own entity and split from the ECNA at tonight's meeting. The Columbia Missourian reports the scheduled vote comes several months after the rental property owners on East Campus decided to break away and form their own group with separate boundaries. Rental property owners are saying they're fed up with the idea that they're only allowed one vote each in the association, even though many of them own multiple properties. Residential homeowners also get one vote apiece. The population of Missouri's wild elk herd is growing fast enough. The Department of Conservation announced tentative plans for an elk hunting season as soon as 2020. The Columbia Missourian reports the elk population in Missouri started with 108 animals who were relocated from Kentucky to three counties in the Ozarks in 2011 through 2013. The population now stands at about 170. The animals are on track to have a population of about 200 by 2020 and could double that by 2024. A population of 200 is one of three prerequisites to creating an elk season, which Missouri has never had, but the Department of Conservation says it wants to avoid creating the inaugural season when the population is either too small or too large. The department will be seeking public input in the coming months because the formal regulation process can take up to a year and a half. Five towering oak trees are being cut down on the MU Francis Quadrangle this week. The Columbia Missourian reports the pin oaks were determined a safety hazard by a tree health and safety study. Pete Millier, MU's Director of Landscape Services and Mizzou's Botanic Garden, says limbs from the pin oaks, which face the north side of Jesse Hall, have dropped in the past 3 months. More than 20 pin oaks have been on or around the quad since the 1950s. The five pin oaks will be replaced by as many as four white oaks, which tolerate urban soils better and have lifespans of up to 200 years. The tree replacement will be paid for by a fundraising campaign through the Mizzou Botanic Garden called the Legacy Oaks of Francis Quadrangle. The amount of water being released into the lower Missouri River will likely remain above normal throughout the summer and fall to reduce the amount of water held in the river's reservoirs. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers increased the amount of water being released from Gavin's Point Dam on the Nebraska-South Dakota border in late June because of more spring rain and snow falling on the mountains. Officials expect the amount of water in the Missouri River will be 157% compared to normal levels. Roughly 25% of the flood storage space in the river's reservoirs remains available. Blake Terrence, KBIA News, Columbia.